要请翻开圣经以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
六十六章的第一节。
Chapter 66, verse 1.
以赛亚书六十六章的第一节。
Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1.
主如此说：天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。你们要为我造何等的殿宇？哪里是我安息的地方呢？第二节
verse 2.
主说：这一切都是我手所造的，所以就都有了。但我所看顾的，就是虚心痛悔因我话而战兢的人。
Isaiah chapter 66 verse 1. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me, and where is the place of my rest?Verse 2, for all those things my hands have made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my words.
以赛亚书总共有六十六章。
There are 66 chapters in the book of Isaiah.
大家已经花了很长的时间了，终于快要把以赛亚书读完了。
I'm sure that everyone has spent a long time to finally manage to finish the book of Isaiah.
不知道大家还记不记得以赛亚书里面的内容。
I'm not sure if you still remember the contents of of this book.
那以赛亚书分成两个部分。
The book of Isaiah can be divided into two sections.
那一个部分是描写以色列人。
The first section describes the Israelites.
也是旧约的部分。
This represent the Old Testament.
所以以赛亚书的第一章然后到第三十九章就好像是在讨论旧约的事情。
So in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 to 39, it talk about the Israelites, about the Old Testament.
因为旧约圣经总有三十九个书卷。
Because there are 39 books in the Old Testament.
他从四十章以后就是讨论神怎么来成就按照他的计划来成就救恩，这个救恩就是给万民的。
And from chapter 40 onwards, it talks about the plans of God, how God saved the people.
四十章到六十六章有二十七章。
And from the chapter 40 to 66, there are 27 chapters.
那就好像新约圣经有二十七个书卷。
Just like in the New Testament, there are 27 books.
那新约的部分就是说从四十章到六十六章都是在描写着主耶稣基督也是神的仆人。
Just as in the New Testament, the chapter 40 to all the way to 66, it talk about the Lord Jesus.
那后来六十五章就说神造了新天新地。
And in chapter 65, God created the new heaven and new earth.
这个新天新地，也就是对照着启示录二十一章里面所记载的。
And this is a reference to Revelations.
那谁会在新天新地里头呢
？Who will be in the new heaven and new earth？
并不是所有的以色列人他们就自然的会在新天新地里头。
And not all the Israelites will be automatically in this new heaven and new earth.
So in 66 章的第一节、第二节就告诉我们。
So in chapter 66, verse 1 and 2, it tells us.
说第二节说神所看顾的，就是虚心痛悔因我话而战兢的人。
So it says that God will look upon those who is poor and of a contrite spirit.
所以并不是每一位犹太人他们都是神所看顾的人。
So it doesn't mean that all the Israelites is looked upon by God.
这里说只有虚心痛悔因神的话而战兢的人。
Only those who is poor and of a contrite spirit and who is tremble at His words.
所谓的战兢就是因为恐惧恐惧到发抖。
And tremble, what it means is that because of fear and that you start to tremble.
因为神的话就让他产生敬畏的心。
And because of the word of God, it gives someone who has a fearing heart.
因为神的话有两个部分。
Because there are two parts to God's word.
所以圣经说神的话就像一把两刃的利剑。
As the Bible describes, the word of God is like the two ends sharp knife.
那这一把利剑的意义方便呢，是指着遵行的人啊，就可以得到神的祝福。
On one side, those who obey the word of God will be blessed.
那另一方面，也就是违背的人啊，就要受惩罚。
And on the other side, those who go against the word of God will be punished.
那这些相信的人读了以后呢，他发现哇，假如是不遵守的话，要受到惩罚。
So those who believe after reading the word of God and they start to fear and they fear that God will rebuke them.
因此他就很惧怕，而且呢是很戒慎、很小心的呢去遵行里头所吩咐的。
That's why these people are feared and be vigilant and to obey all the commandments.
啊，神就是看顾这些人。
And this is the people that God will look after.
那一般的人呢，他们是不会领受神的话。
In general, most people would not receive the word of God.
一般人的天然本性就是不顺服。
It is the human nature that they will not be submissive.
因为圣经说啊，神把世间的人啊都圈在这个不顺服里面。
Because God has already circled all these people among these people that do not obey.
但少数不少数的人，就是那些留下来的人啊，那神就让他们有个虚心的痛悔的心。
And only a small amount of people will have this poor and of a contrite spirit.
啊，因为虚心啊，他很惧怕神的话，他敬畏神的话。
And because of their humility, that's why they fear the word of God.
所以他愿意接受，他把他的心啊都挖空的。
That's why they're willing to empty their hearts to receive the word of God.
因此就有地方啊，他的内心有地方来容纳神的话。
So they have a space in their hearts to receive the word of God.
啊，尤其是对现代的人来说。
For people nowadays,
要把神的话放在心里头啊，是非常不容易的。
It is very difficult to keep the word of God in our heart.
内心呢没有地方啊来容纳主的话。
Because there's no more space in our hearts to receive the word of God.
因为内心呢，可能是充满着啊，充满着骄傲、嫉妒、贪心。
Because our inner hearts may be filled with pride and jealousies and hatred.
啊，充满着自私。
And also of our greed.
啊，充满了这些多媒体。
Filled with all these social media.
所以人的心思意念啊，现在都是很不干净的。
Therefore, our heart and mind is not pure.
所以内心呢，在充满了这些偶像。
And our hearts is filled with all these idols.
就没有地方啊，容纳神的道理。
Therefore, there's no place for the words of God.
但是这些虚心的人，就心里贫穷的人啊，他们还愿意来领受。
And these people who are humble, they are poor in spirit. They are willing to receive the word of God.
那我们刚刚说过啊，神的道啊，像是一把两刃的利剑。
Just as I mentioned, the word of God is just like a two sharp ends knife.
那另一方面就是谈到，假如不遵守的话，那就会遭受到神的惩罚。
Mentioned that if you don't disobey the word of God, then you will be punished.
所以虚心的人一对照，他发觉他所做的不合乎神的道理。
So for those who are humble, when they cross-reference with the word of God,
啊，不符合神的要求。
Not according to the requirements of God.
因为他觉得内心啊，觉得非常的懊悔。
So they will feel remorse in their heart.
他认为啊，他好像是失去的祝福。
They felt like they have lost the blessing from God.
那神看顾啊，而且神看顾啊，我们再看六十五章啊，第八节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8.
六十五章第八节
，Isaiah chapter 65.
主如此说啊，葡萄中寻得新酒，人就说不要毁坏，因为福啊在其中，因我仆人的缘故也必照样而行啊，不将他们全然毁灭。
Thus say the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one say, Do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sake that I may not destroy them all.
那新酒啊，是从葡萄得来的。
And this new wine is from the cluster.
那葡萄是从葡萄园里头摘来的。
And this grape is gathered from the vineyard.
所以神要看顾啊，做一些啊，在葡萄园里头的人。
And God will look after these people, all these people in the vineyard.
那葡萄园里头的人啊，就是这些人啊，葡萄园也就是指的啊，神的教会。
And this garden of God also refers to the church of God.
那里头的人呢、啊，不单是犹太人。
Not only the Jews are in it.
啊，里头也有外邦人。
There are also Gentiles.
啊，请看六十五章的第一节。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
素来没有访问我的啊，现在求问我；没有寻找我的，我叫他们遇见。没有称为我名下的，我对他们说：“我在这里，我在这里。”
I was sought by those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. I said, "Here I am, here I am," to a nation that was not called by my name.
所以我们可见呢，这一段是指出那些外邦人啊，他们以前是不认识主，没有求告主的名。
So this refer to the Gentiles. They did not seek the name of God.
可是现在啊，他们要寻找神，那神就会让他们遇见，寻得见。
And now they start to seek God, and God will allow them to find Him.
也就是外邦人啊，都要来信主。
Which means that all the Gentiles will come to believe in the Lord.
都要归入这个葡萄园来寻找福气。
And to come into this vineyard to find the blessing.
来得到神的看顾。
And to receive the God to look after them.
所以第一个，我们晚上来探讨神做的看顾的第一个因主的话而战兢的人。
So tonight we talk about these people who are God will look after these people who are poor and tremble at the Lord's words.
那当然，因主的话而战兢啊。那这些人呢，刚开始他们会觉得很有罪恶感，很有内疚，因为他们觉得自己啊没有按照主的话去遵行。
And all these people has the sense of guilt because they did not follow the word of God.
好，请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
哥林多后书第七章
，Second Corinthians chapter 7,
第八节
，verse 8。
第七章第八节
，chapter 7 verse 8。
我先前写信叫你们忧愁，我后来虽然懊悔，如今呢却不懊悔，因我知道那信叫你们忧愁不过是暂时的。第九节
，verse 9。
如今呢我欢喜。不是因你们忧愁，是因你们从忧愁中生出懊悔来。你们依神的意思忧愁，凡事就不至于因我们所亏损的。第十节，因为依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。十一节，你们看。你们依神的意思忧愁、啊、依神的意思忧愁，从此就生出何等的殷勤、自恕、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在这一切事上，你们都表明自己是洁净的。
Okay.
所以当刚开始、啊、当刚开始、啊啊、虽然人、啊、看到神的这些条例、这些、啊、规定、这些诫命、啊啊、觉得心里面很难过。
So in the beginnings, when men look at all these the laws given by God, they feel sorrows in their heart.
那这些人为什么会觉得难过？因为他们很虚心呢。
Why are these people's sorrow? Because they're humble.
因为他们很渴慕神的话。
They long for the word of God.
那他们愿意按照神的话去遵行。
And they're willing to obey according to the word of God.
啊，虽然他们所行的以前所行的不符合神的要求。
So anything that they act is not according to the requirement of God.
啊，就是保罗也写信劝告那些人要悔改呀。
Even Paul write letters and encourage these people to repent.
啊，不但要悔改，保罗也很深重的来责备那些没有按照主的道理而行的人。
And even Paul rebuked those people who did not obey the commandment of God.
那刚开始啊，他们都很难过啊。
In the beginnings, they all feel very sorrow.
啊，大家都觉得保罗讲的太严厉了。
And they think that they felt that Paul was being too strict.
好像现在的人啊，有些人对神的话语啊，觉得很严厉。
Just like some of us today think that the word of God is too strict.
啊，他们觉得受不了。
And they are not able to take it.
好像在黑暗当中啊，突然之间的被光亮所照。
As if they are in the hiding in the darkness, and suddenly the light shone on them.
那短时间呢，觉得眼睛很不舒服。
In a short period of time, their eyes were not able to adjust to it.
那可是这个时间过了以后
，But after this period have passed,
他们一定会生出喜乐
，and they will produce joy.
因为现在亮光对他们来说是很好的。
Because to them the light is good.
亮光能够指引他们的道路
，and the lights will direct their way。
亮光能够照入他们肮脏的那一块、肮不干净的地方
，and the light can shine on their darkest and most dirty parts in their heart。
因此，他们就能够把那个不干净的地方给他们清除干净
，so that they are able to wash cleanse away all the dirt。
就当时保罗写信给这些哥林多教会的信徒也是一样。
Similarly, is when Paul writes this letter to the believers.
啊，就是连保罗他本身也刚开始是觉得很后悔的啊，我的书信怎么写的那么严厉
？Even Paul felt that why his letter was being so strict.
可是凡是因主的话而战兢的人呢、啊，他们就会悔改。
But those who tremble at the Lord's words will repent.
他们就会以神的意思忧愁。
And they will sorrow for the words of God.
但是保罗说啊，这不过是暂时的忧愁。
But Paul encouraged them, this is only temporary sorrow.
因为只要是以神的意思忧愁的话，就要生出没有后悔的懊悔来。
Because for godly sorrows produced, there will be no regret.
因为以神的意思忧愁的话，当然你就会悔恨自己以前所做的错误啊。
Of course, because you regret of all the things that you have done wrong in the past.
啊，比如说现在在尔湾教会举行的大专班的神训班。
For example, right now the NYTS has been held at the Irvine Church.
那一直鼓励嘛，大家要悔改。
And someone's always talking about encourage people to repent.
啊，当然悔改的后果啊，就是啊，觉得心里面很难过。
So the result of repentance is because you feel sorrows in your heart.
因为的确所行的，比如说有人或许很喜欢，整个时间啊都被这些电脑的游戏啊所控制。
Perhaps some people who always been occupied by the computer games.
就没有其他时间来祷告读圣经。
So they have no times to read the Bibles and to pray.
啊，现在传道鼓励大家要多花时间祷告读圣经。
And now the preachers encourage everyone to read the Bibles and to pray.
啊，所以就发觉以前的时间是浪费掉的。
And they realize that all the times they have spent is a waste of time.
所以悔改的结果就会让人觉得心里面很有罪恶感。
So the process of for someone to repent makes someone to feel this guilt of sins.
那当然不悔改的人，什么事情都不会发生的。
So of course, for those who doesn't want to repent, then nothing will happen to them.
因为他们不让亮光来照耀。
Because they do not allow the light to shine on them.
可是这些愿意按照神的意思来忧愁的人。
So for those who sorrow for God's will.
我们看哦。这些人呢、啊，就表现出殷勤啊。第十一节说，就殷勤自述自恨。你看，自恨就是恨以前我为什么会做错事情呢
？So for this, they will have diligence and also indignations, and they rebuild themselves why they have done wrongs in the past.
我为什么会贪心？我为什么需要去嫉妒别人
？Why do I grieve? Why do I jealous of someone else?
我为什么经常抱怨别人
？Why do I always complain about someone else?
我为什么经常要求别人都没有曾经要求自己过
？Why do I always require someone but I did not require myself?
说这些人经过道理悔改以后
，So all these people have been repent after the word of God.
说在这一切事上都表明自己是清洁的。
So in all these things, they prove that they are clear.
说神就是看顾这些人呐。
And these are the people that God will look after.
因为这些人经过悔改的阶段。
Because these people have gone through the process of repentance.
那他们必须要先因神的话而战兢。
And because of the words of God, they tremble.
把神的话当成一种是权威。
They treat the word of God as power.
假如把神的话当成是一个参考的。
If they only using the word of God as a reference,
那当然不会产生敬畏的心，不会因此的话而战兢啊。
Of course, they will not tremble at the words of God.
啊，主啊，把神的话当作这绝对的真理，是一定有功效，像一把刃剑一样在砍人的心。
If you treat the word of God as a sharp knife that can cut through our heart.
所以很多信徒啊，听到神的话以后。
So many believers after listening to the word of God.
就很难说啊，今天到底是要讲我。
They felt uneasy because they felt like the sermon was talking about them.
那感谢主，就吸收进去了。
Thank God, let's take it in.
就经过这个悔改的阶段。
And go through the process of repentance.
然后后来就自己做洁净的。
And you cleanse yourself.
啊，但是假如没有悔改。
If you did not repent.
因为不想让自己啊有罪恶感，不想让自己恐惧。
Because you don't want to feel the sense of guilt or to tremble.
不想让自己忧愁。
And because you don't want to feel sorrow.
啊，算是听到神的信息。
So after listening to the word of God,
但是呢，不接受。
But you do not receive it.
啊，觉得哎，您今天在讲我，这个是不应该，您怎么可以讲我呢
？You feel like, why are you talking about me?
事实上，不是讲道的人在讲啊，是因为神的话这么说啊。
In fact, it is not the sermonizer was talking about you, but it is from the word of God.
所以这里说依神的意思忧愁，就是依神的话来忧愁。
You sorrow for the word of God.
那这一些人就是因为神的话而战兢的人。
And these are the people that will tremble of the Lord's words.
那这一些人就能够得救。
And these are the people will be saved.
这一些人就是属于神的人。
Belongs to the people of God.
那这一些人呢，神会看顾。
And these are the people that God will look after.
所以不管是外邦人、犹太人，只要虚心接受主的话。
Well, whether you are Gentiles or As long as you receive the word of God with a humility heart,
只要能够悔改，能够接受生命的更新。
As long as you are able to repent and receive the renewal of life,
那就是一个洁净的人。
And this kind of people are considered.
那最终啊，能够导致得救。
At the end, they will be saved.
那第二个啊。
Secondly,
再请看回来，以赛亚书六十五章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 65.
以赛亚书六十五章的第八节。
Isaiah chapter 65 verse 8。
主如此说啊，葡萄中寻得新酒，人就说不要毁坏，因为福在其中。
As the new wine is found in the cluster, and one say, "Do not destroy it, for a blessing is in it."
啊，为什么不要毁坏？因为福在其中啊。
Why don't they destroy it? Because the blessing is in it.
啊，这边的新酒啊，什么是新酒？
Here it mentioned the new wine. What does it mean by new wine?
啊，就是刚出产的这些出熟的果子，说压榨出来的酒啊，被称为是新酒。
This wine has come from the first fruits and they have been pressed and now it's become the wine.
那当然有新酒，就是旧酒啊，旧的。
So if you have new wine, then of course you also have old wine.
那主耶稣啊，主耶稣也讲过啊，新的皮带啊，新的酒要被放在新的皮带里头。
And Lord Jesus also mentioned that the new wine should be put in the new wine skin.
新的酒不能够放在旧的皮带里头。
A new wine shouldn't be put in the old wine skin.
所以新的酒啊，就是代表着啊一个新的恩典啊，新的思维啊，新的命定，新的道路啊，都是新的。
So a new wine actually means a new grace, a new joys, a new commandments, and a new path.
啊，新的解释啊。
It's also a new interpretation.
所以主耶稣来也是在讨论旧约的圣经。主耶稣来到世间也是在讨论旧约的圣经。
Even Lord Jesus came to this world, he also talked about the things in the Bible.
啊，所以主耶稣到了圣殿里头也是在读以赛亚书啊。
Even Jesus reads the book of Isaiah in the temple.
因此，主耶稣对旧约圣经非常的熟悉。
Because Lord Jesus is very familiar with the Old Testament.
但是，主耶稣跟那些拉比、文士、法利赛人所不一样的是什么呢
？So what's the difference between Jesus and the Rabbi?
主耶稣把新的生命啊注入旧约神的律法里头。
Lord Jesus infused the
新的生命
or the new life into the Bible.
那主要是对旧约圣经有个新的诠释、新的解释。
Lord Jesus has a new explanations in the old Bibles.
那因为旧约圣经啊，这些犹太人、这些法利赛人、拉比，他们一直在坚持着旧约圣经的道理。
Because the Pharisees and the Levites always emphasize on the Old Testament.
他们一直坚持的旧约的传统。
They insist on the custom of the Old Testament.
但没有办法去做任何一点更改的。
There's no way that you can make some amendments on it.
所以后来他们就把这些旧约律法的本身律法的本身这些传统把他们当成是神的。
So they treat all these customs as God.
做取代神的地位。
And they have actually replaced the status of God.
所以他们只是专注怎么来执行这些律法。
They only emphasize on how to execute all these laws.
而就缺乏了怜悯的心肠。
So they lack the hearts of a merciful heart.
我们看主耶稣就讲一个比喻好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
Just like Lord Jesus mentioned the parables of a good Samaritan.
有一个人受伤被土匪强盗打个半死在马路旁呻吟。
A person was badly hurt and he was almost dying on the street.
那这些律法的专家，他们经过那个受伤的人。
So all these scribes went past the path and saw this man.
他们认为遵守摩西的律法是第一要务。
So they think that they put first priorities on observing the law of Moses.
我就是来处理这个受伤的人，我本身就变成不洁净的。
If they came to help up this poor man, then they will become unclean.
So they just 不愿意去帮助他们。
That's why they are
帮助这个受伤的人。
So that's why they are not willing to help this person who has suffered.
因此他们就把律法的僵化，就把律法看成是比神更重要的。
That's why they see that the law is more important than God.
他们忘记神的要求，就是要有个怜悯的心肠。
They have forgotten that God requires them to have a merciful heart.
那主耶稣就说：“你看，撒玛利亚人他们的信仰他们对摩西律法 的理解可能不如你们呢。”
Lord Jesus explained that although the Samaritans may not understand the law compared to the Pharisees,
但是他有个怜悯的心肠。
But these Samaritans has a merciful heart.
所以主耶稣来到世间，就带着恩典，带着一个心。对旧约圣有个新的诠释，主要是并不是要废掉那些旧约的条例、旧约的律法。
So when Lord Jesus came to this earth, he brought with him the grace. He's not here to demolish the old rule.
而是要带出一个新的生命、新的恩典。
To bring a new life and a new grace.
新的诠释。
A new power.
这个是犹太人所不能够接受的。
And this is something that the Jews are not able to accept.
因为主耶稣才遭受到逼迫。
That's why Jesus was being persecuted.
所以新酒可以说是代表着主是基督的福音呢。
So this new wine can actually represent the new gospel of Christ.
所以就有人说不要毁坏它。
That's why people say don't destroy it.
那虽然跟我们教会的传统是不一样。
Even though this is different from the Old Testament,
但是它里头有神的福气，有平安，有喜乐，有神的恩典在里头啊。
But in it there are the blessings of God, that is peace and joy.
因为它里头有宝贝在其中啊。
Because there are treasures hidden within it.
所以不要去丢掉，不要去践坏、践踏它。
That's why do not lose it or trample on it.
所以提醒大家要懂得识货不要随便践踏。
So it actually remind every one of us to actually know the value of it and do not trample on it.
请看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章的四十四节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 44.
四十四节。
44.
天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来。欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。四十五节，那天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子。四十六节，那遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。那这边大家都很熟悉的主耶稣所提的比喻。
I'm sure everyone is very familiar with this parables given by Jesus.
这个比喻说好，天国好像宝贝藏在地里头。
So it says here that this parable is about heavenly kingdoms is like the treasure hidden on ground.
人遇见啊，所以并不是每一个人都知道里头有宝贝的。
So when someone found it, not it doesn't mean that everyone know about it.
人遇见了，没有几个人啊知道的。
So only a certain amount of people actually found it.
那遇见了，他就很喜欢，就把它藏起来，他恐怕被别人夺走了。
So after they found it, they hide it because they're worried that someone may take it away.
这个宝贝他知道以后，他就不计代价去变卖他所有的来买这一块田地宝贝。
And they will go and sell everything they have and buy this field.
那庄稼主子也是一样的道理。
And this teaching also goes with these beautiful pearls.
那当知道了以后，他就不计代价要得到这个宝贝这个珠子。
When this merchant found that this pearl has great values, then he will spend everything and try to buy it.
说这个宝贝就是耶稣基督的福音。
So this treasure refers to the gospel of Jesus.
我们请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
罗马书第一章的十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音呢、啊，本是神的大能，要救一切相信的啊，先是犹太人，或是希利尼人。好，那我们再请看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第一章。
First Corinthians chapter one, verse 18.
第一章十八节。
First Corinthians chapter one, verse 18.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。那第一个我们看到福音、啊、就是神的大能。
So the first thing we see that is the gospel is the power of God.
十字架的道理也就是福音，也是神的大能。
And the message of the cross is actually the power of God.
那再请看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter four.
第四章啊。
Second Corinthians chapter four.
第四章啊，第四节。
Chapter four, verse four.
后书第四章第四节。
Second Corinthians chapter four, verse four.
此等不信之人，被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照啊，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像、啊、所以到这里为止呢，我们就看到、啊、基督荣耀福音的光。
So from here we can see that Christ, the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ.
再看第五节。
Read verse five.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主啊，这特别提到传基督耶稣。
Here it's specially mentioned that we preach Jesus Christ.
所谓基督耶稣，也就是这个福音的主题。
So the Jesus Christ is the main themes of this book.
好，再看第六节。
Continue read verse six.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。第七节。
Verse seven.
我们有这宝贝啊，我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神。不是出于我们啊，这里宝贝跟前面的福音呢、啊、就连在一起。
So you can see that this treasure is actually connected to the gospel in the previous.
所以宝贝指的什么
？What does this treasure refer to？
啊，当然有人说宝贝很简单，就是指的圣灵啊。
Someone just simply say that, oh, this treasure refer to the Holy Spirit.
啊，也可以啊，但是这一段呢，啊，这一段是指是第四节所说的啊，这个基督荣耀的福音。
Of course, you can say that, but this actually refers to what is mentioned in verse 4, the gospel of God.
那基督耶稣本身啊，就是福音的主要人物，也是福音的主题。
So Jesus Christ is actually the main character, also the main themes of the gospel.
因为马可福音第一章第一节说啊，耶稣基督啊，就是福音的起头。
Because in Mark chapter 1, verse 1 say that Jesus is the beginning of the gospel.
起的话，意思就是说，没有耶稣基督就没有福音了。
Which means to say that if there's no Jesus Christ, then there is no gospel.
因此，耶稣基督啊，就是这个宝贝。
So as you can see that this Jesus Christ is the treasure.
因为福在其中，这个宝贝在里头啊。
Because the blessings is within it.
那这个宝贝也就是我们刚所看到的哈，在哥林多前书还有罗马书那里记载，就是神的能力。
So as we can, if we just read that, this treasure is actually the power of God, as mentioned in the Romans and also the First Corinthians.
所以福，我们说福在其中，不要毁坏福在其中。这个福啊，也就是基督耶稣的能力。
So the, do not destroy it, because there's a blessing in it, and this blessing is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那为什么跟我们有关系
？And why is it related to us?
啊，读到现在，我看我们还是可能还也还。不能够理解说跟我们有什么直接关系。
Perhaps after reading it, we might not know what is the relationship between has to do with us.
哥林多前书第一章十八节啊，我们再重复一次啊，那里说啊，十字架的道理啊，就是神的能力。
Let's review First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. Let's talk about the message of the cross.
那十字架的道理当然就是指着耶稣基督本身被钉十字架。
And the message of the cross referred to Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross.
可是耶稣基督本身被钉十字架这个故事还没结束啊。
But the story of Jesus Christ being crucified on the cross has not ended.
被钉十字架以后就死在十字架上。
After Jesus has been crucified, he died on the cross.
然后被埋葬三天三夜。
And he has been buried for 3 days and 3 nights.
然后他就复活了。
And he resurrected.
死了三天三夜，怎么能够复活呢？死了三天三夜，怎么能够复活
？After he died for 3 days and 3 nights, how can he be resurrected？
啊，就是因为神的大能大力使耶稣基督从死里复活。
And that's because of the power of God that allows Jesus to be resurrected.
所以耶稣基督的复活，也就是十字架最精华的地方啊。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the highlights of this the message of the cross.
耶稣基督的复活，也就是我们基督教信仰的核心。基督教信仰的核心，耶稣基督的复活，也就是我们基督教信仰的核心。
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ is what we all Christians believe in.
好，我们请看彼得前书。
Let's turn to First Peter.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。耶稣基督的复活，也就是十字架道理的核心，耶稣基督的复活，也就是十字架道理的核心。
The resurrection of Lord Jesus is actually the message from the cross.
那耶稣基督从死里复活，就是叫我们有活泼的盼望。
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ allow us to have a living hope.
啊，不只是一天的盼望，两天的盼望。
Not only the hope of 1 day or 2 day.
这活泼的是永不止息的盼望。
And this living hope is eternal.
这个是不是宝贝呢
？Isn't this a treasure?
这个是不是福气在其中呢
？Isn't this a blessing within?
所以以前作诗的人啊，以赛亚就要告诉大家不要毁坏。
So the psalmist in the past, Isaiah, it reminds us not to destroy it.
因为福在其中。
Because the blessing is within.
所以神真的是看顾这些在葡萄园里头的人。
And God looked after all these people in the vineyard.
也照顾这些外邦人。
And also look after the Gentiles.
也照顾这些因主的话而战兢的人。
And also look after those who tremble at the Lord's word.
因为有福在其中。
Because there are blessings within.
这个福就是因为耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And this blessings is because Lord Jesus has already resurrected.
所以今天呢，让我们有一个活泼的盼望。
And today we have this living hope.
活泼的盼望让我们能够应付明天的挑战。
To have this living hope so that we can accept the challenges.In the tomorrow.
因为明天我们就好像开船在水深之处，明天的水要多深我们不清楚。
Because tomorrow is like we are going on a boat and we do not know how deep is the water.
像船走在海上，明天的风浪要有多大，我们也不清楚。
Just like the boat in the sea, we don't know how great the storm will be.
但是没关系。
But this is okay.
因为神从死里复活，主耶稣基督从死里复活。
Because the Lord Jesus has already resurrected from death.
重生我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
And has given us a living hope.
就让我们能够应付明天各种的挑战。
So that we can face all the challenges tomorrow.
神的大能大力都可以使已经死了三天三夜的主耶稣基督复活。
Even the power of God allows Lord Jesus, who has died for 3 days and 3 nights, to be resurrected.
所以我们明天所遇到的挑战，哪一件事情会比死还觉得很绝望
？So the challenges that we will face tomorrow, how can it be compared to the death of Jesus?
就是死了，神的能力也可以使他复活。
Even someone that dies, the power of God can allow someone to be resurrected.
何况我们的问题啊，在神的眼中啊，看起来就不是问题啊。
And furthermore, all of our problems in the eyes of God is not even considered as problems.
以人的眼睛看是问题。
For human eyes, we consider it as problems.
可是以神的眼睛来看呢、啊，根本就不是问题。
But in God's perspective, these are not problems at all.
啊，主要相信的人。
As long as those who believe,
只要我们能够依靠神的大能大力，
as long as we rely on the great power of God,
只要因神的话而战惊的人，
and those who trembles at the Lord's words,
神就要看顾我们，
and God will look after us.
昨天、今天、明天一直看顾着我们。
The past, the present, and the future, God will look after us.
这个就是我们信耶稣基督最大的福气。
And this is the greatest blessings of believing in Lord Jesus.
啊，再唱诗。
Let's sing him.
364首。
364。